Grace, greetings, and welcome, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, to the 28th of October's edition of the Deeper Daily Podcast. I'm Paul White, and we are journeying through different spots of the New Testament, investigating Greek words. We're calling this a Greek word study from the New Testament, and I hope that is not a turnoff to you. Some people don't find the Greek and Hebrew word studies all that exciting. I understand that. I don't know how long we'll be on it. I've got at least a week's worth of Greek words that I'd like to discuss, at least one a day, and then we'll see where it goes. I think we maybe dig into a few more, but we'll see how it is. I'm really excited about today's word from Colossians chapter 2, verse number 18. Now, let me give you a little bit of background to why we are at this word. Yesterday, we did Colossians 3:15, let the peace of God prabuo your heart. Umpire, determine. Let the peace of God, verb, umpire your heart. Told you it was the only time it's used in the New Testament. Interestingly enough, it does appear one other time inside of a compound word in the New Testament. Now that alone is interesting. It's further interesting that that appearance is also the only time that word appears in the New Testament. And then to me, it's even more interesting when you find out that the usage of that word is in the same book as our word from yesterday. Kata brabio, or brabio rather, being umpire. Today's word is kata brabio, a compound word. It's our first compound word that we've studied. Let's make sure we understand compound word. I always use the compound word baseball because that's sort of our family pastime, my son being a baseball player. Base and ball, two different things put together to mean something else. So you have a base, there's bases that you run, there's a ball that you hit, you put the two together, you have a whole sport. Now, basket, ball, very similar, you get the point. Compound word, two different words put together to make one word of a different meaning. We have that happening in the Greek with our word kata brabio. Yesterday's word, brabio, umpire. Today's word, kata brabio. Here it is, Colossians 2:18. Let no one cheat you of your reward, taking delight in false humility and worship of angels, intruding into those things which he has not seen, vainly puffed up by his fleshly mind. We'll not worry too much right now about the latter part of the verse. We'll definitely deal with the context of this within the couched portion of Colossians 2 in a moment. Let's take a look at the word, kata brabio. Well, you probably didn't see the word umpire when you read Colossians 2:18, if you're looking at it in the English. Same way you didn't see the word umpire in Colossians 3:15, even though that's what the word means. The word you might want to grab, I'm reading from the New King James, is the fourth word of the verse. Let no one cheat you of your reward. Let no one kata brabio you. Well, the brabio is simple. Dealt with it yesterday. It's the umpire. The word is, again, a verb. But the kata changes everything, because the word kata appears by itself in the New Testament a lot. In fact, the word kata appears in the New Testament 480 times at least. Most of the time, it's the phrase according to. But it's also used a lot, in fact, almost 58 times, against. For instance, in the New Testament, in the Gospels, whenever Jesus would talk about he that is not with me is against me, it's the word kata. When Jesus says every kingdom divided against itself, kata is brought to desolation. Every city or house divided against itself shall not stand. The Pharisees, Matthew 12, the Pharisees go out and hold a council against him, kata him. Sometimes the word is even apart or to split. Matthew 14, he sends the multitudes away. He goes up into a mountain apart, kata, to pray. This happens over and over and over again in the New Testament. Even divers or various earthquakes in divers places, kata. So what is this word kata and what does it really mean? Well, the word does stand on its own many times, but when added to something else, it completely takes the meaning and changes it. Because kata is a directional word. It is down from. It is throughout. It is against something else. It honestly takes something from a direction. In classical Greek literature, it took something from a place of high to a place of low. It denoted motion and direction. So it took something great and it lessened it. It brought it down. So if it takes brabeu, umpiring, that which determines your direction, and you stick kata in front of it, now you have made it negative. You have turned it into something defrauding, something beguiling, something literally to decide as an umpire against somebody. Or the New King James word is probably pretty good. Let no one cheat you. Now, it's interesting to me that in Colossians 2, Paul uses kata brabeo. He never uses it again. This is where people umpire you negatively. Well, how do they do it? Here's the context. They do it by taking delight in false humility, teaching the worship of angels, intruding into things that they haven't seen. In other words, they are leading you back in verse 16 to food and drink and festivals and new moons and Sabbaths, shadows of things to come away from the substance of Christ. They're literally pulling you back into works. They are katabrabeing you. They are cheating you. They are umping you from a negative place. They are governing your life. One chapter later in Colossians 3, brabeo, umpire, let peace do what other people are trying to do. Or in short, don't ever let people do what peace is designed to do. We really are cheapening our own walk with the Lord by allowing other people to beguile us or cheat us of our prize through all of the fleshly workings and performances that they have placed upon us. We are better than this. What a word. We'll see you again tomorrow. God bless.